kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member. They got you covered. Anything a bank can do, they can help you with it right here in East Tennessee. Over 30 branches, online banking, app banking, everything you need.
I'm distraught.
Customer service is unmatched. Why are you distraught? Now,
best burger I've ever had.
Yeah?
Filion's Diner.
Okay, let's go.
Close down. COVID.
Let's be real. You probably would have probably wouldn't never go back there anyways to eat it.
I actually can't wait to go back.
You got
to. I got to go to groceries, guns, guitars, and gas. I don't remember the name. I got a shirt.
Let's say the name's probably on the shirt.
Hickman.
I mean, if you
got a lot of nerve.
If you needed to figure out what the name was, if you couldn't remember,
I got to find the shirt. I got a Churubusco, New York shirt. It said, "We put the wind to work." Because the wind blows.
Yeah. It's interesting. We had Andrew Cuomo in this article, and then he's the one that shut down your favorite restaurant with all those mandates and stuff when he was governor.
What happened to all those cows, I wonder?
There was probably died in Texas.
Slaughtered on the spot.
Heat wave.
No, they lived right. I mean, the restaurant was a farm.
Ah.
The cows were there eating the grass.
There, huh?
It was the freshest beef
yeah.
you've ever had. You know what they love up there, Nate? Poutine.
What's that?
You don't know what poutine is?
No.
Brett, do you know what poutine is?
Negative.
Adam, do you know what poutine is? Don't Google it.
No, I don't know what it is.
Spell it.
P-O-U-T-I-N-E. Poutine.
Okay.
French fries covered in gravy and cheese.
Yeah. Nope.
Brown gravy. It was the number one appetizer everywhere we went. Did I ever have it? No.
Why didn't you try it?
I don't like brown gravy.
No. No?
Mm-mm.
I had some brown gravy yesterday.
What? Like roast beef?
It was actually with the steak. Steak and potato meal.
Mm.
It was just kind of like underneath the steak, you know? It wasn't like all poured on top of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of get it when you needed it, you know?
Yeah. There if you need it.
It wasn't like the old mashed potatoes, you know, with the crater filled with the brown gravy. It was just kind of a drizzle.
That's what poutine
underneath.
Is. It's like mashed potatoes, but they're fried potatoes, and then they cover them with gravy and mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, this looks more like French fries.
That's what it is, fried potatoes.
Yeah.
French fries.
Do you know where poutine originated?
Canada.
Quebec, specifically.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a weird dish.
Did you say it was French? You said it was French, right?
What?
Poutine?
No, I said it was Canadian, but probably French.
Well, if it's Quebec, it'd be...
French-Canadian.
Yeah. Well, you got the French fries, you know. Makes sense.
This is true.
Yeah.
You got me
all that figured out.
Yeah. I don't even think you can get poutine local.
You can. I got three places right here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
Union Place, Balter, Stock and Barrel.
Balter has poutine?
That's what it says. It says Google has identified that word is on their menu, basically, is what this is saying.
Stock and Barrel has poutine?
That's what it says.
I bet that's delicious at Stock and Barrel. I've never had anything bad there. Same for Balter. Never been to Union Place.
I was at the Brass Pearl yesterday.
What's that? Did you go?
I went.
All right. What'd you think?
Wait, he's out there digging a hole and you're going to Brass Pearl? Is that where you had the steak and gravy?
Yeah.
You guys are
what?
Incorrigible.
How was it?
It was really good.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I took little man. You know, he's a big oyster guy.
I do know
one of his favorite foods. I think he said, I think it's number two. I'm trying to remember what number one is.
Macaroni and cheese?
No, it's some other
pizza?
Seafood.
Crab?
Clams?
Yes. Crab legs.
Crab
legs is one. Oysters, two.
What crab does he like?
We went to Storming Crab recently.
What'd he get?
They had, I don't know, I'm trying to remember which one. We got
look at this
guy. We got
guy.
One of the combos. So I
going to Brass Pearl, Storming Crab. I guess the pool business is really hopping.
No, my daughter's out of town, so he's getting a little special treatment, you know?
Are you allowed to do that as
what?
A parent?
Yeah.
One kid goes out of town, so you spoil the other?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you spoil her when he's out of town?
Of course.
Well, what did he get at Storming Crab?
Well, we got the combo at Stormin' Crab. It was kind of a crawfish boil with crab legs.
A what?
Crawfish. Shrimp. You know, the corn, the potatoes.
I'm aware.
The sausage.
What kind of crab?
I can't remember which one.
Snow? No, you're too good for snow crab.
I think it was snow crab. I don't think the king. The king was in. Well, what's the one that starts with a D?
Dungeness.
Yeah, isn't that the cheap kind?
No.
No.
No, Dungeness. That's no. That's a good crab.
I don't know.
Dungeness crab is amazing.
Okay.
Snow crab and king crab. No, that's a crab.
Yeah, well, we didn't get the king crab. It was the next one down.
Because king crab's like $44 a pound or something. It's ridiculous.
Outrageous.
You ever had king crab?
Oh yeah. I'm a big fan of crabs. Oh.
Oysters were good yesterday, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Hickman.
I also got their lobster mac and cheese when I was there, too. Really good.
I'm a big fan of crabs.
What kind of oysters did y'all get?
What do you mean, what kind?
Oh, dude. That's a question I never thought I'd have to answer, but...
Do they have multiple?
They keep them on rotation.
I took a picture.
Best crabs ever? Crabs. Best oysters I've ever had. Old Ebbett in D.C. These things were the size of a steak. One oyster, the size of a steak. It was amazing.
My son rated the Irish Points as the best ones.
They didn't have those when I was there.
They're from Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of a Prince Albert.
Location is key with oysters.
They had some from Alabama. Ew. The guy said they were good. They weren't. They were the worst. I mean, they were fine, but they were...
Nothing from Alabama is good. Enjoy your beach trip, by the way.
Well, we only had a couple of those, you know. There's actually two different types from PEI that were the best.
From what?
Prince Edward Island, PEI. I thought you noticed.
Oh, sorry.
Since you're up there, like, you know, and been to Canada and stuff. But you
been
know.
To Canada? I've been to all parts of Canada.
Have you been to Prince Edward Island?
No.
Okay.
Probably close.
Maybe.
No, I've been to...
They call it PEI.
Been to Montreal.
Okay.
I've been to Toronto and British Columbia. Vancouver, to be specific. Been to Alaska. Been to Hawaii. Never been across the pond, though. Never been to Ireland, England, France, Spain, Germany, those places.
How would you say that... M word right there. Just don't know how to.
Malpex?
Maybe. Those are the. They had. If you go between like 4 and 5, it's like they have specials. So you get like.
Happy hour.
Yeah. You get like a. But not just on the drinks. It was on the drinks too.
Did you try any of their drinks?
I just had...
Hickman is like dying to know what
you thought
of
this. I didn't have any of their cocktails or anything.
Where is it?
Market Square.
Okay.
Didn't you say it's by the same people that own Stock
and
Barrel?
Yeah, same people that do Stock and Barrel.
You take Little Man
Chivo
to Market Square?
Yeah.
Well, you're just gallivanting around town, aren't you? Storm and Crab one day, Market Square with
that,
a kid.
He had that camp at
Oh, you were already there. Yeah.
Is it an overnight camp?
Just a day camp. So when he got done...
They're building Rome.
Yeah, when he got done at the end of the day, we just went to Market Square.
Look at Daddy over here.
Just trying to be a good father, and you're just hounding me about it.
I'm not hounding. I'm impressed. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Did you
Most
ever go
guys
to Shuck?
Would swing by McDonald's, get him a Happy Meal, and say, shut up. You're taking the kid to a seafood dinner.
He's eccentric.
When a young kid like that is willing to try different food, you got to reward him. Because like, there's nothing more frustrating than like when kids only eat like chicken nuggets and fries.
He loves sushi.
I know.
Yeah. He'll walk
Have
through
you
the
met,
house.
You've met him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll walk through the house and be like, I'm craving some sushi.
I love sushi. I don't think I've ever said, man, really craving.
Oh, yeah. Big sushi guy. Crab legs.
Big sushi,
oyster.
They call him. Big sushi. Next time I see him, I'm like, hey, what up, big sushi?
He's going to give you that death stare.
Well, he won't talk to me for the first 20 minutes, but then he'll warm up.
Once he starts talking, though, you can't even
he
stop.
He knows you hates kids.
I do not hates kids.
Mr. Krabs.
So how about those sports, huh?
Well, the problem with the Live Tour being in Portland is...
No, they're not going to start until...
Liked it.
Four?
Liked it better when they were across the pond.
This is what you get for following the old Live.
Hey, you know how we pick the golfers on our little Masters U.S. Open, you know, majors thing, PGA Championship?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I won last time.
And you know how
cheated.
We've noticed? I mean, I've noticed more doing that than I ever have before, that when you play the course on Thursday and Friday, a lot of times it's determined whether you have a legit chance to actually win the tournament or you're just kind of playing to make the cut.
It's been certainly true this year. I mean, the U.S. Open, was it Friday morning?
There was like one guy in a certain wave that was under. Masters was really bad, too, this year as well. It usually, I don't think, is as much.
No, but the wind got really howling later in the day.
And later in one day, but early the other day. Mm-hmm. That's when you really have the problem. Well, apparently, Patrick Reed, who I know everyone hates.
Everyone hates him.
But.
His family hates him, like, and he hates his family.
Like he said, like that's a huge deal. Like that's one of the big reasons he came to Live is you play all at the same time. The shotgun start is a fairer way to determine.
I mean, I won't disagree. It's definitely fair.
Now, some purists I saw like replied back to that. The course is designed to be played hole number one through hole number 18 that order.
That's also true.
But I don't know. I mean, surely the weather is a bigger factor of than what the order you play the course.
100%.
Not to mention they already start on 10 in the U.S. Open. You know, half the field.
Didn't some started on 10 at the Masters?
I don't think so.
Didn't the amateurs start earlier on 10?
No, they never did that.
Is it all?
They always start on one.
It's a smaller field than the Masters, so they don't have to do that.
And I'm sure the Masters was.
Oh, yeah.
Going to start on
the first nine. And then the
yeah, that's
nine.
Where I saw Tiger. First hole at Augusta. Walked right by me. You know who really did walk right by me? I told you this. Freddie Couples.
Oh, yeah.
He went under the rope like it was nothing.
Do you know what Lindsey Vonn said about Tiger?
I have some ideas.
She said he beat her at everything. The only thing she's better than him at is snow skiing.
What all did they do?
Well, he had those back problems, so let your mind wander.
We know one thing.
I don't know. No, it's St. Andrews.
Where's St. Andrews?
It's Scotland, isn't it?
Scotland, yeah, Scotland. I knew it was one of the lands.
Getting back to the roots of golf.
Yeah.
A lot of windmills in Scotland.
Really?
I think so.
Are you sure?
That's where golf was founded, correct?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with windmills?
I don't know. All these putt-putt courses usually always have a windmill hole.
That's a good point.
So I figured there's probably a lot of windmills out
You're
there.
You're thinking of the Netherlands.
There's a lot of wind, too, and these links.
Well,
courses,
that's true. That's
but
true.
I don't know about windmills.
They're seaside.
They probably didn't want to ruin the view, and you know they probably did the math on the energy and stuff instead of just doing it for the sound bite.
I don't know if that math checks out.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's see how many windmills are in Scotland.
Let's see if we can find that.
Yeah, find us that number.
More drama with the Live Tour as Fred Couples has blasted Phil Mickelson.
Good friend of mine, met him.
Well, yeah, he walked by me
and said, "Hey,
did you brush him? Like, did you touch? Like, are you not going to wash like the outside of your right forearm?"
No, but he was close enough that when he lifted the rope to go underneath it, the rope in front of me lifted up.
Oh, that close.
I mean, he was right there.
By the end of the decade, the number of wind turbines in Scotland is set to double to 10,000.
So 5,000.
They only have 5,000.
Well, they currently have just over 4,000, but it's going to be around 10,000 by the end of the decade.
Oh, more
wow.
than double.
Okay.
Feels like they're kind of getting on that ship late, don't you think?
Well, they should have all this data that they don't work now.
I mean, the wind is the wind.
Imagine how much wind will be on these courses once they add all these turbines in.
That was the best mistake ever by Adam Hickman.
It's right up there with his cloud percentage.
What did old Fred Couples have to say, good buddy of mine?
Well,
was he dunking on Phil?
Yeah, he called Phil a joke. He said they know it's a joke.
He called Phil a joke or said that the Live Tour's a joke?
Well, he kind of called Phil stupid. He said, these guys, you've seen their interviews, right? Have you ever seen Phil look so stupid in his life? They know it's a joke.
I mean, I get what he's saying, but like the money is money. And Phil was $40 million in gambling debt?
I heard of all people, Perez was a little confrontational. He's a grain of sand in this tour. He should be soft and kind, but he's like raising his voice. I'm done with it.
Father Golf over here, just, geez. We read what Pat Perez said. I know.
It sounds like Fred did not even know what he said. Somebody told him he was confrontational, and he just sounded off on it. I cannot believe they can pay a guy $150 million for that, Couples said. What, Phil wouldn't have gone for 100, Dustin for 70? Then what does that tell you right there? They negotiated a good deal. I don't know, Fred.
Is Fred, like, did he not get invited?
He didn't get an offer, Brian.
Love old Fred Couples.
They're all saying they want to change golf. They're doing it for the better of golf. No one has said, hey, when I look back 50 years from now, we'll have made this tour what it is. No one has said that. You know why? Because they're not going to be around in 3 years.
So Fred Couples has given the ultimatum of 3 years for the Live Tour. I respect it.
I don't think I'll ever talk to him again, Couples said, talking about Phil Mickelson. What for? I'm not in the same boat as him anymore and probably will never play golf with him again. I'm not saying that to be mean. We're just in different orbits.
Different orbits. This guy's like the Rick Klun of golf. Mm. Very spiritual. Different orbits. What do you think? Sour grapes or a traditionalist? I'm leaning traditionalist.
Traditionalist. I mean, he. It's the one thing about golf. It's not like other sports. Like, I mean, these guys stick around forever. I mean, you don't have that knee injury. I can't, you know, yeah, play like running back anymore.
Some of them do.
Yeah, but it's different. But no, it just is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it in his eyes when I, you know, talked to Fred.
Yeah.
He was excited about the future of the PGA. Liv wasn't even a thing during the Masters, was it? It hadn't even been mentioned, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. Or not who's going or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
Patrick Reed.
Safe to say old Fred's never going to the Liv Tour.
Yeah, in addition to Patrick Reed talking about how he likes the shotgun start. In that press the other day, he said, being the guy who's played 30 to 35 events my entire career and basically living through FaceTime watching my kids grow up, I wanted to spend more time with my children.
Who said this?
Patrick Reed. Oh. I wanted to be a dad.
Okay, do you buy that or is that now the catch-all? Because that's what Pat Perez said. But is it true?
We're back to the want to spend more time with the family. Mm-hmm. Coach resigns.
Because it's
you can't criticize
you can't,
it.
You can't at all.
It's like saying I can't come to work. I have COVID. Like no one's gonna be like, I bet you don't. You know, you just
yeah.
You
or can't. Like I gotta go watch a guy dig a hole.
You can't question that. You know?
Yeah. I would stay, but you know, there's a guy digging a hole. I gotta get out of here.
That's true.
The Adam Hickman special. Am I boring you, Hickman? Are you okay back there? You good?
No, I'm reading about sports.
I thought this part was interesting. That says, Reed is one of several Liv commits who have resigned their PGA Tour membership in an effort to avoid disciplinary action, though others, including Koepka and Perez, have not done so. All Liv contestants are indefinitely suspended from PGA Tour events, but Reed seemed unbothered by the ban, offering some choice words for his longtime workplace on his way out. Quote, now all of a sudden purses went skyrocketing back up on the PGA Tour. It just shows that they obviously believe that Liv is not only a true threat, but but a great tour as well if they're going and copying what we're doing, Reed said. He was referring to the PGA Tour's announcement about adding $54 million in purse size to its premier events, an answer to LIV's big-time money. That does make the PGA Tour look pretty bad. It's like, hey, we just found $54 million more dollars over here.
Well, it has a lot of people questioning their tax-exempt status as a nonprofit.
It's not clear that tweak would have done much to keep Reed anyway, given LIV's limited schedule and sums of money. That's a common query around LIV golfers. Is there anything the tour could have done to retain their talents? Listen to the players, Reed said. He left it at that, but was later prompted to expand on what that meant. It's worth taking his answer with a grain of salt. He, like his fellow livers, are being paid enormous sums of guaranteed money to be there. But Reed's gripes about the PGA Tour are relatively common among tour pros and LIV defectors alike. Quote, basically everything that LIV has done so far, we have a smaller schedule. We actually have an offseason where not only we can get healthy, work on our bodies, but we're basically allowing ourselves throughout the year to try and peak at the right times when you're playing, rather than feeling like you have to play every single week. Reed talked about the challenge of playing four or five tournaments in a row and then using his week off in between tournaments to get ready for those that came next. It's a tale as old as the tour, spending weeks away from home, trying to stay healthy and sharp while finding time for life off the course, too. It's no wonder that pros crave a break from the carousel. An article I read the other day was talking about how the FedEx standings, it's so hard to stay high in them if you cut your schedule back, right? Like, so, you know, Tiger, I remember when he was at his peak, I mean, he would play, it seemed like, at least, he was playing as few tournaments as anybody else on tour. So he could peak for the majors. He could kind of pick his spots. I mean, he doesn't need the extra money from winning some small tour stop.
Yeah.
You know? But these guys like Pat Perez, like,
yeah,
they got to play to keep their spot. And then there's guys like Patrick Reed or these guys kind of in the middle who can win a major, but also want to be at the top of the standings at the end of the year for a ton of different reasons. And they're basically saying, like, that the PGA Tour makes them play way more events than they would choose to play by the format of the standings and keeping your card and all that stuff. You do that every single year, and no wonder why guys are injured in their 30s and why guys are mentally tired, and you just see the grind on them because they're having to grind every single week.
Playing golf. Shut up, Patrick. Kind of a wuss. IMO.
Another interesting comment I saw, it's not in this, but somebody, some LIV golfer was saying, look at the fields this week. Who has the stronger field? It's LIV golf by a mile.
This week.
The best player, the highest ranked player in the PGA Tour event this week had to pull out, too, for injury.
What do you do?
I don't even know what the PGA Tour stop is this week. But, I mean, it's always been a thing. Like, is it, you know, yo-yos between the majors of how people are prepping and, you know, trying to figure that out. So, there you go.
There you go. Yep.
More drama.
I'm here for it.
All right.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns.
Hour two continues. This segment brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com and tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. John Deere Classic this week on the PGA Tour.
John Deere, huh?
Yep. Notables, Lucas Glover, Daniel Berger. He had to pull out. Never mind. Davis Riley pulled out. Steve Stricker pulled out. Jason Day, though, Webb Simpson.
Wasn't
Cameron
Jason
Champ
Day number
Zach
one in the
Johnson.
World at one point?
He was, yeah.
What happened to him?
Goff, man.
I'm aware.
Comes and it goes.
Injuries got him. Hit a bad back.
The old back.
Him and Louie must be buds.
Why you gotta go? What are you doing?
Maybe he played too many events. The PGA Tour just broke him.
Trying to chase that money.
Maybe he's playing a lighter schedule.
Maybe it was Lindsey Vonn.
Maybe. Maybe. He hasn't played this tournament since 2011. Okay. He finished tied for third at the Farmers and tied for 55th at the PGA Championship. Jason Day ranked 131 in the world.
It's a fall from grace.
Yeah. Webb Simpson is 60th. Zach Johnson is ranked 254th, in case you thought he was still kind of a thing. I mean, obviously, major Masters winner.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Zach Johnson.
Lucas Glover, 116th. So, yeah.
Are you saying it's a weak field?
It's a very weak. Webb Simpson at 60 is the only player I see in the top 100. Oh, no. There's Cam Davis, 82. So.
Are you saying the LIV Tour is a more.
Oh, it's a better field this week. No doubt about it. But.
That happened pretty fast.
Well, that's the nature of the PGA Tour. If you have events, I don't know. I know the NBA has their, maintenance days, but there's not NBA games where, 9 of the 10 starters don't play for both teams. That's kind of what some of these PGA Tour events are.
I mean, let's be honest. We watch the majors.
Yeah. That's where we are, I guess.
That's why guys like Pat Perez are saying,
Yeah, who cares? I'm going over here.
A lot of money.
What about the Masters, though? What if the Masters are like, nope, you play in the LIV Tour, you can't play here?
They won't.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Why would they do that?
It hurts their own tournament.
Yeah, there's no way.
And why can't the guys play in the Ryder Cup? Because it's a PGA Tour team that's a thing, I guess. Is that the deal?
I think so.
Couldn't the LIV Tour just start another event? Have all right, U.S. guys over here, European guys over here, we're going to play this cup.
Yes, they could.
This
and my guess is they probably will.
Or something. Well, all right. Portland. Going to be protests and all kind of stuff going down. At Pumpkin Ridge.
Pumpkin Patch.
Pumpkin Ridge, yeah. Pumpkin Patch Ridge. Brett, how's that Wimbledon update coming?
You had your first big upset yesterday on the men's side. The 3 seed.
You don't care.
Lost.
Huh. Who was it?
Rude. He's from, the Netherlands. He was the finalist against Nadal in the French Open.
Lots of windmills.
Yep, lots of windmills.
Murray lost. He's not good anymore, though, right? John Isner beat him. He's not good either. Rough look.
What was that, Hickman?
What a fall from grace for Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I judge tennis guys off of how often I hear their name on SportsCenter.
Yeah?
I have not heard him mentioned in years. Who's the king of tennis right now still? Is it Nadal?
Still Djokovic.
Djokovic?
Right?
Are they 1 and 2?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because Federer's still out, too.
Those are the only 3 I really ever kind of kept up with.
I don't think Djokovic got to play the French because of not being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was weird. And then his Russian players can't play at Wimbledon, right?
Right.
So that's
that's a lot Medvedev of good.
And some other guys.
Yeah.
Belarusians also.
Yeah.
I used to watch tennis. I don't watch it in a long time.
It's not bad to watch. It's actually better than I ever thought it would be.
Yeah?
I'd like to try and play tennis.
You never played tennis before?
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, never seriously. Just kind of out there
Jake
just goofing.
Yet? Nate?
I haven't played Jake. I gotta get back in.
Yeah, your swing wasn't quite the same, you know. Just it didn't really hurt that much when you were hitting me with those ping pong balls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd tune that up a little bit before you go play Jake.
It's been a few years. Jake still play?
I don't know, but I think Jake overrates himself a lot when it comes to sports.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Like he said yesterday that I couldn't beat him in a game of one-on-one in basketball, which is just total nonsense. But
Yeah, Djokovic is the number one seed. He plays tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, he played yesterday. Won pretty easily. Nadal plays this morning.
When Nadal and Federer were playing, like in the Wimbledon final, like one of those Wimbledon finals they played, it's glued to it for the whole day. It's crazy.
It's like a 6-hour match.
Yeah.
6 hours?
Something like that. Well, there's like a 5-set, and there's no tiebreak.
There was there was a 5-setter one time where they had a couple rain delays in it too. So like it literally took all day.
Yeah, because they didn't have the roof at that point.
Mm-hmm. My little Boston Terrier used to have. She just sat in my lap. She just watched the ball back and forth the whole time. It wore out. Never seen a dog do that.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I like to be in a dog's mind for stuff like that, just to see how well a dog can comprehend what's going on in sports.
Mm. Yeah, Nadal's the 2 seed. He plays coming up 10 a.m.
I'm going for Nadal. That's what we should have done in Wimbledon picks.
You don't like the Joker?
Yeah. I mean, both guys are good. It's like rooting for Kobe versus LeBron.
Yeah.
I feel most people would say Nadal's Kobe. We'll go for Kobe today.
We ever going to have like a great American tennis player again? Or are we just out of
this? I don't even remember the last one.
That's a good point. Good
point. I think they're doing pretty well in this tournament right now, though.
I saw that on a headline. I don't know.
I don't even know who our highest ranked guy is.
It's like good for them, but.
Serena Williams just lost.
Yeah, she got beat.
Probably her last one. Wimbledon.
Isner's the 20th seeded player. That's pretty good. He plays tomorrow at midnight. is that right? I guess that is. That can't be right.
Yeah, I mean, most of their matches are morning over there, I guess. Or afternoon, I guess.
Maybe that's supposed to say 12 p.m. Eastern time.
Q Wang is currently up on H. Watson. Right now.
Oh, they all say 12 a.m., so they just hadn't set the times yet on those. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Hickman. Really needed that one. We'll come back. Final segment, hour number two, next. Final segment, hour number two.
What are you doing back there?
Chris, you should have heard Hickman's tennis breakdowns.
30-0?
He said, yeah.
Q Wang and H. Watson are now tied at 40 all.
Now these I can get behind.
Okay, now Q Wang has an A beside their score. Don't know what that means.
Advantage.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Also, found out during the break that Q Wang and H. Watson, females.
It's hard to tell when you only have the first initial.
I know, but like when you hear H. Watson and Q. Wang, I could not think of like it just sounds like a dude's name.
It's a last name and an initial. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I know a lot of dudes with the last
name
Watson.
If those dudes ever get married, then their wife's last name would be Watson.
Well, they are married, but I don't know their wives.
He's talking about his friends. You know, he doesn't know about Wang and Watson here, whether they're married or not.
You said H. Watson?
Yeah.
Could be Heather. Could be Haley.
It might be. It is Heather. Let's see.
Is it really?
Uh-oh. I can tell you, I'm rooting for Heather in this one.
And why is that?
Hey, easy on the eyes.
You're disgusting.
Let's see. Her break, she's 3-17 on break points.
And you know what that means?
No.
Do you know what a break is?
No.
Okay. So a break is when the person not serving wins the game.
Huh.
And there's you got to win six games in a set to win the set. And then on the women's side, you got to win 2 out of 3 sets to win the match.
Elise Mertens.
Games, match, set.
Elise Mertens and Panna Udvardi.
You said games, match.
They're tied at 40.
Games, match.
Panna Udvardi must suck because she doesn't have a profile pick.
Unranked.
Probably. What was that last name again?
Udvardi.
Nail it.
Yeah, this Elise Mertens, I'm assuming this 24 means she's the 24th best player in the world or the 24th seed.
One or the other.
Uh-oh.
30-0.
I think Wang and Watson just went final. Watson won.
Heather?
Yeah, Heather.
Was it really Heather?
Yeah.
What a great guess by me.
It's not that impressive, actually. Heather's a pretty common name.
You thought it was a man.
Could have been lots of H names, you know? And Hannah or, I don't know, a bunch of others.
Hannah, Heather, Haley.
Yeah. Hadley. I don't know Hadley.
I like the name Hadley.
Big Hadley fan, huh?
It's probably on my top 20 list of female kid names for me if I ever have a kid.
There you go.
Hadley?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Hadley. I have no problem with Hadley, but that's on your top 20 list?
Yeah.
List.
Yeah, you
I
have,
don't
a,
have
a you have
I don't
a,
have
li-
a list. But
maybe
like
you should
when
pick
I,
out a girl first.
Yeah.
Don't show her the list early. Save that.
Oh, no, I just like every time I think of a cool name, I'm like, yeah, that'd be a cool name for my kid.
Hadley. Had you ever thought of the name Hadley until just now?
Yes, I have.
Are you lying?
No.
You sit around thinking of kid names.
Nah, but like if I hear a name in passing or in a movie, I'm like, you know what?
Like just now?
Yeah.
When you heard Hadley?
No, I've...
No, you haven't.
I know some Hadleys. No.
Have you thought about...
You know multiple Hadleys?
Yeah.
Did you think about kid names before you had a girlfriend?
My cousin's...
I still don't think about kid
names. My cousin's name is Hadley, so that one, that's why that one got bumped down on the list.
Bumped down?
Bumped down.
Your cousin not a good Hadley?
I mean, it's a young cousin.
You don't like kids?
Like 4.
Oh.
What's wrong with a 4-year-old Hadley?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to bring in another Hadley into the family.
Oh, into the family.
They get confused.
So this isn't an indictment on the behavior of said 4-year-old Hadley.
No, it's a pretty well-behaved kid, actually.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, when I was teaching, that kind of ruined a bunch of names.
Really?
Yeah. You can't. If you have memorable students that are terrible, you can't name your kid that. Just
probably there's not many Houstons around.
Bad memories.
Worst student ever.
Ooh.
Go. I don't count. You gave me a final. It doesn't count.
It's probably this. Probably I don't remember the kid's name actually.
Oh, kids ruin names. Oh, now you don't. It's okay.
Well, there's this one kid that just never did anything. Slept in class every day.
What's wrong with that?
Well, that's why I don't know if it's the worst ever because at least it wasn't like irritatingly annoying or anything, but. One day, he stayed asleep as the class dismissed.
And you didn't wake him up.
And we didn't wake him up. And we just stood at the door and told all the other kids to be quiet as they came in. He woke up halfway through third period. He'd been in there for second. And then he was
You made him late to his next class?
Worse than that. He had first lunch. Which I did not know.
That's criminal.
I did not know he had first lunch, but I was just... sick of it. I mean, the kid didn't even carry anything. He just showed up to school.
I love those kids, though.
Went in every class and just...
Simplistic.
Went to sleep.
Maybe he's had a rough home life.
I'm sure he did.
And you didn't even let him eat lunch.
Not that day, I didn't.
The best teachers, though, are the ones that let you sleep. Like, for me,
That's L. Nate over here. Just sleep right through lunch, bud.
For me, that was physical science. I don't think I stayed awake... for one physical science class.
What is physical science?
I don't know. And like, I slept near the little chemical shower.
Yeah.
And like one day, I mean, I was straight dreaming. Like that's how sleepy I was. And I woke up because like I started feeling wet.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I had actually turned on the eye wash while I was asleep and nobody realized it. And so all the water was just running out the drain into the classroom. They weren't too happy. But it buffed out, you know.
You get that on the big jobs?
Buffed out.
Someone's grandmother pulled it at orientation like the main one. Like she fell, and she went to grab the thing that turns the shower on, and just water everywhere.
Mm.
Hadn't even had a day of class yet.
Where was this?
Northview Academy.
Oh, the academy.
What makes it an academy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you feel more academic?
No, not at all.
Hmm. I'd agree with that.
Kind of just breezed right digger. Through.
Hmm. I don't have one worst student ever.
Hmm.
There are a lot of bad ones.
Okay.
A lot of good ones, too.
More good than bad?
Yeah.
We had this kid named Dennis.
I enjoy teaching.
Who in second grade, he threw a desk at the principal.
A desk?
Yeah.
Second grade?
Yeah.
I never had anybody like try and assault me. Now, I did keep two girls from
fighting.
Yeah, it was bad. They were across the room. There was no one even talking. But all of a sudden, one girl like took her jacket off. The other girl stood up and it was about to be on.
What'd you do?
I got in between them. I told the first girl to leave, get in the hallway.
Then, did it work?
And I yelled at the other girl to sit down. Yeah, it worked.
Man, you're such a boss. That's where it all began.
Other kid in the front row was like, "It's like, Coach, you saved her life." Pointed one of the smaller of the two. He's like, "Coach, you just saved her life."
Would have been bad, huh?
Apparently. Bloodbath. They probably fought at the rush later that day.
Probably.
Was that the thing when you were?
No.
Do you guys ever get in any fights?
You didn't fight at the rush?
I got in two fights one day parking with the lot. Same guy.
In school?
No.
Oh.
I got punched in school once.
I got in a fight on the kickball field in second grade.
Why?
I don't even remember, but it's funny because my mom worked at the school. His mom worked at the school. We were playing kickball. We got in a fight. And like now, really good buddies.
That'll do that sometimes.
It's crazy how things work out.
You hang out with him a lot?
Well, he's like engaged now pretty much. Yeah. So I don't see him as much as I used to, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, speaking of, allegiances and who you're tied to, we're going to talk about this Freddie Freeman thing next?
Yeah, probably should.
That was something.